Cheka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria en Rustenburg 33, Johannesburg 30. Ons begin met politiek en dat jong president Paul Mashatile het die minister van openbare werke, Dean McPherson, aangeraai om te bedank as hy die wet op onteiening teenstaan. Sedert president Cyril Ramaphosa die wet bekragtig het, het politieke partye sterk daaroor gereageer. Mashatile was gister in die Vrystaat en het ministers gevra om die president se voorskrifte en die wette van die land te gehoorsaam.
If you're not going to implement this law, please resign from the cabinet. No minister will do as they wish. All ministers are appointed by the president and all of them are accountable to the president and they must implement the laws of this country.
Intussen eis die DA-leier John Steenhuisen dringende samesprekings met die vennote in die regering van nasionale eenheid op die wet op wat die wet op onteiening teenstaan. Steenhuisen meen die wet is ongrondwettelik en vra dat moet teruggestuur word na die parlement. Hy sê die party sal hom nou beroep op klausule 19 van die verklaring van voorneme, 'n dokument wat die DA se kernrol in die regering onderskryf.
We have to seriously consider our next steps. The DA will not be reduced to being mere spectators in a government of which we bring a large part of the seats. The solutions must work to undo the failed policies of the past 30 years.
Die regering oorweeg die moontlikheid om versterkings te stuur vir soldate wat verskillende vredesendings in die Demokratiese Republiek van die Kongo verteenwoordig. 9 Suid-Afrikaanse soldate is Vrydag dood in gevegte in die oostelike deel van die DRK. 7 van die slagoffers was lede van die Weermag wat in die DRK ontplooi is as deel van die Suid-Afrikaanse Ontwikkelingsgemeenskap se vredesending wat saam met die Kongolese Weermag teen die M23 rebelle veg. Die ander 2 slagoffers was lede van die VN Vredesmag MINUSCO. Nou na Mpumalanga waar 'n verkeersbeamte in die hospitaal dood is nadat hy deur 'n minibus taxi getref is op die N2 naby Piet Retief terwyl hy besig was met spoedafdwinging. Polisiewoordvoerder Mandla Chauke sê 'n saak van strafbare manslag word ondersoek.
The Mpumalanga MEC for Community Security and Liaison, Mr. Jackie Masia, is sending heartfelt condolences to the bereaved family. The MEC has called on traffic law enforcement officers to remain undeterred in their endeavours to make our roads safer.
En in rugbynies is die Blitsbokke deur na die halfeindstryd van die Perth 7s na hulle gister vir Fiji met 19-0 in die kwartfinale geklop het. Dit was 'n uitstekende uitslag na hulle in die groepsfase net met 19-17 teen Argentinië verloor het. Kaptein MP Visser.
The heads were down after the game against Argentina. It's not called rugby, it's one opportunity and I just asked the guys before that warm-up started, I said, boys, we owe it to ourselves. There's only one opportunity, let's go take it. And I think the results speak for itself. The boys really came out firing us.
Die Suid-Afrikaners sal om 27 minute oor 9 vanmôre teen tuisspan Australië te staan kom. Argentinië en Spanje spook dit in die ander semifinaal uit. Daardie wedstryd skop binne oomblikke af. Ek's Martine van der Walt Elers, our top story at this hour. Deputy President Paul Mashatile has urged Public Works Minister Dean McPherson to resign if he opposes the Expropriation Act.
High School Hits Classics with Barney Simon, Jacaranda FM.
Turn it up.